I'm here with Judith Hackett at the 2011 National Safety Symposium. Thank you for talking to me today, Judith. Just a moment ago, you addressed over 100 health and safety professionals from the public sector. Can you tell me why it's important health and safety remains top of the agenda in the public sector?
Well, I think it's important from a moral perspective, first of all. No one wants to see cuts in expenditure resulting more harm to people in the workplace or indeed to members of the public as a result of activities that go on in the public sector. But even adding to that, I think, is that it is part of becoming more effective and more efficient. If safety standards, health and safety standards drop, it's a case of disruption, it's a case of workforce morale drops, and none of those things are conducive to making the efficiency gains we know we have to make. So, to me, maintaining health and safety top of the agenda is essential for both of those reasons.
Brilliant. And what advice would you give to a public sector organisation when they're looking to make cutbacks to health and safety? Would you urge them to prioritise certain areas? What kind of advice would you give them?
I think prioritising is very important. Recognising, I think, that it doesn't matter who you are or what you do, some of the things you do during your day's work will have more impact and be more effective than others. It's important to focus on those things that deliver the greatest benefit, the greatest improvement, and cut out those things that are either dealing with small or trivial risks and issues or are not dealing with them in an effective way, rather than seeing this as cuts across the whole of the agenda. Mm-hmm. Hold on to what's important. That's what really matters.
Okay, brilliant. And the public sector is often accused of using health and safety as an excuse for inaction. What would you say to those that do this? And do you think there might be an increase in this as people are making cuts?
I don't necessarily... Well, I hope it's not going to result in an increase in people hiding behind health and safety. I suppose there's always a risk that, you know, rather than saying it's because we haven't got the money, people will say we're not doing things anymore for health and safety reasons. I think that would be a great pity, and I think I've made my position on this clear. If you do it, don't be surprised if I challenge you about it, because I am determined to get past this point where people use health and safety as an excuse. We have got to get back to a position where people recognise it for what it should be, which is about protecting people from really serious injury and ill health, not about a convenient excuse for lots of other things.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Judith. Thank you.